I just want to talk to the kids yesterday about John 3:16 of the Bible. Now, I was asking some of the kindergartner kids, and I'm actually pretty sure they knew John 3:16. And I was just kind of saying, well, you're little kids, you don't know how to do that. Well, they do. they can memorize things like you all know. Now, this morning, another great nugget from John chapter 3. This is the verse John 3:35, and I just read it. God, so it says, quote, "He does not ration his gift of the Spirit." Now, God is like a bank of grace. Think about a big bank of grace that is infinite. Now, if a person, yourself, myself, we might have a budget, we might have something that's, well, this month I got to pay for a couple $100 in this, and then I'll do it again next month because I'll get more money by then. Even if we have $1 million or $1 billion or $1 trillion, that is not an infinite like God. God has a bank that is eternity. It's infinite. So again, I think about when I do my budget, about my little truck I have. Yeah, again, it's a budget. You just do it. Okay, I don't have all the money, so boom, I'll do a little this month, this month, this month. And again, God does not have ration of his Spirit. God does not ration his gifts. God gives each and every one of us what we need. Forgiveness. A confession. God just takes the money out for you, for grace. Eucharist. I mean, think about how many people today in the whole world are receiving his son's body and blood. How much of the grace is through the host from God? Because it's infinite. How about the people that are dying? The grace he's putting out to them, even if they haven't seen him their whole life until the last few seconds, gives the grace. They just have to ask, "Lord, I'm sorry." Or apostolic pardon from a priest that can bless them and say, that's it. You forgive for everything and go through purgatory. God is infinite for his gifts. Again, I love that verse, John 3:35. "He does not ration his gift of the Spirit." Take that verse to the bank.